This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
And now help me welcome live into the studio, we've been teasing it all day, a surprised in-studio guest, and I am so happy to say that Bob Mincer is with us live in studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Coy.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
And for folks who, you know, we'll tell folks, for folks who don't know, we got a lot of new folks here in our town, but for folks who don't know, we'll tell you in a minute who he is, but I just have to say, I've been trying to get you on the show for a couple of years, but you are one of the busiest retirees in this town. Every time I email, you're like, well, you know what? Barbara and I are getting ready to go out of town again, or we're going to the beach, or we're going here, and you've been on the road. You've been busy in retirement.
We have.
You've retired, what, 2000?
June the 30th of 2000.
Okay.
I was 65 in October of 2000.
And time to retire and go see the world. You've been
right.
All over the place.
Yeah, we've been there. We've been there, done that.
We're talking with Bob Mincer live in studio, and the phone lines are open, folks, at any point if you want to call in and share a Mincer story or just say hello to Bob. We're so honored to have him here. And, of course, this is the perfect year to join us because Mincer's on the UVA Corner is celebrating its 60th anniversary.
July 19th, 1948.
July 19th, which was, just 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
1948. So let's tell this story. I know this story, but I want you to share this story with folks because this is a great story. Take us back to the 1940s, to before you came to Charlottesville.
Right. My sister and I, Clara, who lives here in town, we lived with Mom and Dad in Cambria Heights, New York, which is on Long Island, New York, and Dad worked for a pipe factory making smoking pipes named Sportsman in Long Island City. They got bought out by the Lambert Company, the people that make Listerine, and Dad didn't have a job. So one of the dreams that a pipe guy makes pipes says, I'd like to open up a pipe shop in a college town. And so Mom and Dad got out to World Almanac, didn't have computers back then, and there were three places that came to mind that they might be interested in. One was Yale, but they already had a fine pipe shop there. And another one was Lexington, Virginia. They had W&L, had VMI, but, you know, there wasn't one place where they all met, and the cadets, they couldn't carry pipes or tobacco with their uniform. And so Charlottesville was the third choice. University of Virginia wasn't even 5,000 students in, but they only had, three drugstores in, and they were selling pipes. That's the only place you could get a pipe. That's what the salesman said. And so Dad came down here in April of 1948 looking for a location. He was downtown where the mall is now, and some guy says, Mister, you don't want to be down here. You want to be up on the corner where the students are. And so Dad talked to a guy named Russell Duncan, who had a very small newsstand in front of the University of Virginia, University Pool Hall, which is right next door to the University Drugstore, and where it is now is where Little John's Kitchen is, and it was underneath the steps to go to the restaurant, to the bistro upstairs.
So the first Mincer's was located in what is now the kitchen for Little John's Deli.
Right.
And it was tiny, just a little room.
217 square feet we put in the floor. I mean, that's smaller than the studio is. And so Dad came back home. He got the location. And Dad and I came down on a Trailways bus, like on a Thursday or some other couple of days before, opened up a checking account. And on that July 19th, we opened up. I had to stand on a Coca-Cola crate to see over the counter. I was 12 years old. I went to school at Venable finished and went to Lane High School from 1949 to 1954.
So you worked, you would go to school and then you'd go right over to up to the corner to work with your dad in the pipe shop.
We walked back and forth to school. And
of course, this was a brilliant business back then because all the students smoked pipes.
Well, yeah, all the veterans were coming back from the war in med school, and it was older than what we think of as a student or a med student being now, somebody 19, 20, or 22 years old. These guys were in their mid-20s or late 20s, and it was a collegiate thing to do to smoke a pipe.
Right, right.
It really helped your grades, my mother would tell him.
We're talking with the one and the only Bob Mentzer here, whose father, Robert Mentzer Sr., founded Mentzer's on the UVA corner 2 days ago, 60 years ago, July 19th of 1948.
And originally we called it Mentzer's Humidor. A humidor is what you keep your tobacco in. But most people didn't know what a humidor is, so we soon... wasn't there long after we changed to Mentzer's Pipe Shop, which people knew what it was.
What was the initial reaction? You're 12 years old. What was the initial reaction on the corner in the corner community for this business? If memory serves, I don't think there had ever been a business like that on the UVA corner. It's the first of its kind.
I think they had a pool to say that that guy Mentzer won't make it for the first year. Oh.
And then, so go ahead, yeah.
Go ahead. You know, it was truly a mom-and-pop store. In the very beginning, Dad made a few pipes. He could repair a pipe. He put on new stems on somebody, break a stem off a pipe. And once in a while, your favorite dog would get your favorite pipe and chew on it, and you'd want a new stem put back on that pipe so you could smoke it again. And so, you know, it was a very personal business that you take somebody's pipe and you fix it and you give it back to them in a few days. Or you could blend their tobacco. You could get a special... Mr. Jefferson's blend, or number 9, or number 10, or Monticello, and and then we could, you know, add a little of this and add a little of this and have a blend, and you know, tobacco, even in the later on, tobacco sold an ounce and a half for 35 cents.
Wow!
And we started, and it's a hard way to make a living.
Yeah,
and we'd hire co-eds. I got to squeeze this in. I had co-eds to weigh out this tobacco, and they get their hands dirty before they could wait on anybody. I had to go wash their hands and come back.
We're talking with Bob Mentzer of Mentzer's on the UVA corner. This is the 60th anniversary of the founding of Mentzer's, which opened as a pipe shop, pipe and tobacco shop, on the UVA corner, originally located in what is now the kitchen for Little John's Deli. And it was 1954 when y'all moved up to the current location, right?
August of 54, we moved up to the where we are now with half the space that we have now.
Right, right. It was just on the corner there at Elliwood Avenue.
Right.
And tell me about that, because that was, I think, J. Cullen Wyant had the corner shop had been there before you.
Wyant had the corner shop.
And then he moved out, and your dad saw that as a good move.
Right. And it was. It's a good move for the family. And of course, Collins was right next door. With the men's clothing store, we had Collins, and that was before Eljo's was there.
Yeah.
I suppose Collins and
Stephen Shepherd's.
Also Stephen Shepherd's.
Yeah. And Collins, of course, was located between where Virginian. You were and the Virginian.
Correct. And, but we, you know, in the new store, we gravitated into more of a college store. We had some school supplies, and we had phonograph records, and we had, then we started carrying remainder books, which got to be a hit with the university crowd and with the Charlottesville too. We could buy books from the publisher, and they'd been out or dropped on the floor or bent, or just they'd come back in returns and they had to get rid of them. And so we'd buy them and we'd price them and put them out, and they'd sell well. If they didn't sell at that price, we'd cut the price on them again.
Right.
And didn't want to take them home.
But you continued with the pipes and the tobacco. That's what,
right. We did that for three decades in the, you know, the 60s and 70s and the 80s. It wasn't until early 90s that we just kind of phased tobacco out. It just,
yeah,
you know, it took us a long time to learn the lesson that the Surgeon General said smoke is not good for you.
We're talking with Bob Mentzer of Mentzer's. Honored to have him here in studio on the 60th anniversary of the founding of Mentzer's. And a lot of folks may not know this, but I remember reading in old issues of the Cavalier Daily, back in the 50s, there were actually intercollegiate pipe smoking competitions where, you know, you would pit one university against another and they'd send their best pipe smoker. And I think your dad helped coach some of those quote-unquote players who would go in and see who could smoke a pipe the longest.
The contestants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I bump into those guys every once in a while at reunions, and I'm down at the store, and I smoke in a pipe-smoking contest. And that was big.
That's great.
We had 12 contestants. That was a big thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And so, of course, so summer of 1954, y'all move up to what is now the current location.
Right.
You later expanded.
1985.
when
Romans
Red Roman moved out and, right. and moved his shop over to what's now the parking garage on 14th
Street. Short time over there.
Yeah. So then you expanded and doubled your space.
From 1,000 square feet to 2,000 square feet there on the corner.
Right. Now tell folks, too, there were also apartments above Mincer's.
Right.
They're no longer apartments.
Called Kenmore Apartments.
Kenmore Apartments. I think students referred to them as the Kenmore Kennels.
Kenmore Kennels.
Yeah.
But that in the 70s, that kind of ended the rental. You could pick your tenant, but you couldn't pick his tenant's friends, you know?
Right.
But now it's all warehouse up there and offices, and we take a lot of shirts up there to carry them up the back steps, bring them down a few at a time and sell them.
Let's talk about those shirts. When was the transition from pipes and tobacco to sportswear?
Well, Coy, it's when Ralph Sampson came to University of Virginia.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. He taught us how to sell T-shirts. I've said that many times. And but before that, though, we didn't have the very many shirts at all. We had photograph records. We had books up and down the center. I can remember a shirt salesman said, "You make a lot of money on those books?" I said, "Oh, not really." And he said, "Why don't you put some shirts out there?" You know. So I want to emphasize that over the years, we cashed many, many, many checks before ATM cards and before credit cards. And we had student charge accounts that we encouraged people to come and, you know, charge a record or charge a T-shirt or charge a book.
All on the honor system, right?
Yeah, on a September and October, November. And then come around Christmas time, they didn't have any money. They wanted to take something home. They'd come back to Mincer's, we hoped, and spend some money and charge it and pay for it. But we've got to bring up the lettuce box. We don't want to run out of time.
Sure. Oh, no, we got plenty of time. You go ahead.
The lettuce box was $25 bills in a cigar box. We had 3 or 5 cards, and we'd rubber stamp on there. I promised to repay the lettuce box $5 within 1 week. A student, all he had to do was come in. We didn't even show student cards back then, I don't think. And he'd sign the card and date it. And then, you know, so... And we must have had it for 4 or 5 years. We may have lost a little bit of money, but we had more fun with it and more goodness came out of it than what we lost, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I've interviewed many alumni of the university who remember walking into Mincer's and some other shops on the corner, folks who, business owners who really understood and appreciated the honor system back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was just part of what you did. And if a student was in trouble, they could borrow some money and they could cash a check. And it's a different day today.
I mean, a movie cost $1, $1.50, and popcorn was like, you borrow $5 and go to the movies and come.
Right, right.
Until your check came in.
And so you had that on the counter there.
Oh, yeah.
And now you graduated from Lane High School.
In 54.
And then you worked with your dad
right? Graduated in 58. I was a ROTC student, and I went to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and came back in January of 1960, and Dad sold me a part interested in the store, and I was there full-time from 1960 to
2000,
yeah. 40 years.
And your dad passed away in, I think, 96, right?
96, October, fall of 96. Uh-huh.
Right, but he was there at the corner for a long time.
Right, I mean, he worked till he was 65, and in 1972 he retired. Dad was a great guy to consult with and to bounce ideas off of. And after Mother passed away, I'd go by and visit and have dinner with him, and it was a great time.
Yeah, not just your dad, but your coworker and your best friend.
Right, both of them.
Yeah,
I want to tell you about. You know, I tell you, we sold stamps, we sold newspapers, we had Western Union, we delivered telegrams. I mean, we just wanted to do anything we could for our public. And I remember this one time about a co-ed named Muffin. Muffin came by one August and said, "Mr. Mincer, will you take my house key and hold it for me? Because my roommate Millie is going to come back before I do, and can you give her the key?" I thought, sure, I'd be happy to do that for you. But that was, I mean, when you cashed all those checks and you saw everybody's name, after you cashed them for 2 or 3 weeks, you knew their name. You picked up today, they use a credit card or pay cash. You don't know. You don't get to know them like you used to, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very different.
Very different. And
of course, now your son Mark has taken over the family business is up there every day on the UVA corner. Third generation.
Third generation.
Up at Mincer's.
And our grandson is, he's about 12, so he's about 10 years off, I think.
Calvin, he's headed to the store.
I hope so.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be something.
Yeah. Well, you would, the McKinney family in the 19th century is the only family that had more generations at a corner business. And it wasn't the same business, though. That's the thing. It was different businesses. But the McKinney family started with Marcellus McKinney, I think, in the 1820s. They started the student bookstore, the university bookstore, and a lot of different things. And they had four generations. But you're about to tie that. And you're the only one, I think, with three generations in the same business. Yeah,
I'd like to go back and get your book in the corner and refresh my memory on that.
Right, right. Yeah. So what else you have?
Well, I can remember back in the late 80s, we got this note from this girl that had been a recent graduate. And she'd come back to the corner, and there'd been many changes in the 80s since she'd graduated. And so she had much regret and sorrow that the corner had changed so much. But it was a Sunday morning, and the newspapers at Mincer's were stacked outside the window, and she just made her day and made my day that she had time to write and tell us about it. So it was just little tidbits like that that have happened over the years, you know, they're just... they come back. I mean, when I first retired, I wanted to go down there every weekend, like on football weekend, graduation weekend, and just see these people come back. I didn't care about what I was in there ringing things up. I'd rather be out there on the sidewalk shaking people's hands. How are you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a people person. I enjoyed that counter. I really did.
Yeah, and you were known locally as the mayor of the UVA corner for a long time. You were up there. Everybody just knew who you were.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Mincer of Mincer's, and we're honored to have him here in studio. This is the 60th anniversary of the founding of Mincer's. It opened on July 19th, 1948. Steve is on the line. I got to ask you to put on those headphones real quick. We got Steve waiting patiently on the line. Steve, thanks for the call. You're on with Bob Mincer. You go right ahead.
Hey, thanks. I just wanted to, you were talking about T-shirts that they used to sell, when they started selling T-shirts at Mincer's, and I was thinking back to when I was a kid, and we went to University Baptist Church, and we were driving down University Avenue there, and I remember looking in the window, and there was one that had the Grinch on it, and it said, "The Grinch Who Stole Easter's."
Oh, forgot all about Easter's. They were a big part of my life.
Yeah, that was just a fun memory from when I was a kid going to church with my parents, and I always liked to check out the stuff in there. But anyway, that was all. I just wanted to remember that, and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Steve, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. And congratulations to you. It's a wonderful, wonderful family story. I mean, it's all about business and everything, but so much of this is about family. Your dad started this business and brought his family along with him, and you joined him there, and your son joined y'all there, and hopefully his son will join him there as well. It's a great story. And congratulations on your retirement, and happy travels to you as you continue your explorations of the world. You're always out of town somewhere.
It's been fun. It's a great ride.
Thank you so much. Bob Mincer. Mincer's is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, opened July 19th, 1948.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.